Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, the soft on crime policy, as well as all those DAs out there who hate prosecuting criminals, are a big reason for the LA crime epidemic. And California voters, they're getting exactly what they have paid for, what they voted for. Harsh, isn't it? I know. The problem is, it's accurate. In the last 2 weeks or so, mobs of thieves have made national headlines. And they're going to really nice places like Nordstrom and Versace and Nike. We get this from some publication. A task force formed to combat the rash of brazen smash-and-grab retail thefts plaguing the Los Angeles region has made 11 arrests since its launch last week. They said the arrests were made in connection with 4 of the 9 cases the Organized Retail Crime Task Force is investigating. The city of Los Angeles and neighboring cities have recently experienced an increase in flash mob method retail crime incidents conducted by multiple suspects targeting retail establishments through the Los Angeles region. Task Force. You know what you could do? You could actually design these stores to where they have, like, you know, serious doors, serious, a door that is impenetrable, a door that you can't break out of. And when they come in and they're flash mobbing, close them. Have a plan for the employees. They get out. As soon as they get out, they hit a button. Door closes. Boom. Now you've got these guys in a place where they can only get out if you let them out. And then you could go in there and arrest them. They probably already have the things installed. All you have to do is install some electronics. I'm not mocking law enforcement here, per se. They can only do so much. They can arrest, but unless the district attorney, George Gascon, is willing to actually prosecute these guys, then their task force is essentially useless. But here's one of the problems. This is Proposition 47. This is something that's in place because the Californians voted for it. And we get this from another publication, but voters had help from deceitful activists and politicians who tricked them into thinking they were voting for greater public safety. One of them is George Gascon, now District Attorney of L.A., whose nearly 10 million residents in 88 cities are living with the full consequences of the 2014 initiative that he co-authored. They named the proposed law the Safe Neighborhoods and Schools Act. It promised to save money on costly incarceration and spend the savings on mental health and education programs. It had a favorable ballot description written by then Attorney General Kamala Harris. And it passed 60% to 40%. And under this, property thefts valued at less than $950 became an automatic misdemeanor, even if the stolen item was a handgun. This also made incarcerated felons eligible for resentencing and release if their past crimes retroactively qualified as misdemeanors. So that wasn't working so well. So then they came up with Prop 57, which is supposed to make everyone even more safe in their communities, except it classified as nonviolent such crimes as rape, passing or selling schools to gang members, domestic violence, or even trying to bomb a school. So rape is a nonviolent crime, ladies, in California. It's nonviolent. And California voters didn't feel safer after this, so they tried to undo these policies at the ballot box last year, and they lost. So now the voters are dealing with, you know, they're dealing with gangs of thieves running smash and grab operations. And when they're caught, what happens? Coming from the Bay Area State of Mind X account, is it X or is it, you know, formerly the it's the app formerly known as Twitter. Four more suspects are arrested in a series of flash mob retail heists, and all four are previously freed as felony suspects. Several out on zero bail are now accused of new crimes, including armed carjacking. This is what happens when you live in a land of zero consequence. Criminals are emboldened, if you will, by the feel-good policy put in place by voters. Voters want to feel, you know, they want to get out there and they want to help everybody. They want everybody to be happy. You want to know what the impact on the businesses is? A business can only deal with so much looting before their bottom line craters. And then they have no other option but to close. San Francisco is a prime example, with stores running away from the downtown area because of the skyrocketing crime, homelessness, and rampant drug use on the streets. Where you're going to have drug use and drug addiction, you're going to have theft. They're not out there trying to, you know, they're not out there trying to do the Ocean's 11 of retail. They just need enough for the next fix. They're not interested in food or housing. They just want the next fix. They don't care if they live indoors. They don't care if they live at all. What are the elected officials doing about this? Nothing. Some are whining about the busloads of illegal immigrants arriving in their city, the very same city that is a sanctuary city proclaimed. They got the 10th bus from Texas carrying 39 migrants. Earlier that week, the mayor of L.A. said, L.A. has not extended an invitation asking for people to come. This is a political act. But I'm sorry, California, you built this. And, you know, you voted for these people, including Adam Schiff, who's been very quiet about this. We get this from another publication. Our district attorney, who Adam Schiff supports, refused to charge them with felony theft or burglary. So they all know they can get away with this. And the fact that Adam Schiff has not said a word about it is further confirmation about how he supports this criminal culture out here. Last week, dozens of masked thieves descended upon Yves Saint Laurent, a store in Glendale, California, within Schiff's district. And they stole $300,000 within minutes. $300,000 worth of stuff. And if any of them are caught, there will be no consequences imposed. And then they will do it again. The world is a very... It all depends on the choices you make. And when people make bad choices, you can't solve that problem for them. And the Californians have built this, and it's a mess they're seeing play out in progressive cities all over the place. And we see it happening, and yet, despite all of that, it keeps on happening. And when is it going to be enough, California? I mean, you've always been one of these states I would love to visit, but I'm not going. I'm not going. Not going. What's it going to take? Because right now, the only people who feel and are, in fact, truly safe in California are the criminals. What a lousy state of affairs for them. Proposition 47, in play, voted for, packaged beautifully by a bunch of people that, you know, they don't feel any of this stuff the regular people are going through in California. They're not feeling that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the Weapons of Wick, now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Ah, Yes, we're in campaign season now. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Right now, the left is trotting out the special victim groups because they have to, you know, they have to have bad guys. So they have to have these comic book villains, and they are the angelic saviors. And they have the "but we care" magic wand. And some rag out there called the Nation, they're out there, they're talking the talk. We get this: Americans' attitude toward people sleeping in the streets has become angrier, crueler, and more overtly violent. Blame a right-wing propaganda campaign. This is coming from the Nation. The author of this piece of nonsense is Ned Risnikoff. And it isn't engaging in any propagandistic language from the get-go. See, Americans are unable to see with their own eyes the rise in homelessness in their neighborhood. They never experience any downside to having drugged out, mentally ill, violent criminals blocking sidewalks, taking over public parks. Not at all. No. And Americans are being sucked in by right-wing propaganda. Yai. Ned not finished, though. The killing of Jordan Neely this spring and the subsequent valorization of his killer, Daniel Penny, who was recorded choking Neely to death on a crowded subway car, dramatized a process that has been playing out in similar ways across the country. In San Francisco, a man was recorded attacking random unhoused people with bear spray. Another San Franciscan, expressing frustration with a spate of car robberies, told the San Francisco Chronicle that he wanted to burn down the encampment where the alleged carjacker lives. Nationwide, murders of unhoused people are climbing. Every week, this country is producing more Daniel Pennies. So, mentally ill and violent Jordan Neely is now in the company of saint criminals who FAFO'd. Is that what we're saying? Does Nettie have any real experience with the people he describes merely unhoused? Well, there's a lot of things that point to that. First of all, every one of those people could be housed. They've got housing. He certainly is fast recalling anyone who points out the squalor and the violence of the criminal activities of these poor widow victims of capitalism as fascist. So he continues on in his nauseating fashion. For years, a network of right-wing demagogues have been depicting unhoused people as subhuman, parasitical, and intrinsically criminal. And despite the fascist overtones in this message, they've been able to garner a sympathetic audience in the cultural mainstream. So, it's fascist to object to your children having to step around needles and drugged out addicts on their way to school. Now, here's the thing. In these communities where this is this way, they're getting tired of it. And the people that are unhoused have a drug issue. So like I said earlier, when they do what they do, they're going to do the crime they're going to commit is in order to get the next fix. And since they give them the fresh needles, they don't have to worry about getting such things as gangrene or anything else. But hey, they'll just go ahead and shoot up their heroin. So these people that are drug dependent, that are unhoused, this is the, you know, there's nobody out there that, you know, has a high school diploma and he just lost his job and he has nowhere else to go. They would not go there. They would find a way to not go there. These people are not homeless. They're drug addicted. And don't forget now, if you defend yourself, you know, don't you dare object to getting stabbed. Do not feel sorry for that violent criminal. How mean of you not to hand over some money when he demanded it? He obviously needed it more than you did. And if you do defend yourself from St. Unhouse's perfectly understandable rage, you should be persecuted as a murderer. And that's the crux of it. Nettie Boy knows about the Unhouse. That's all he knows. It's his bread and butter. And a six-figure job as a director of the California YIMBY, a group ostensibly dedicated to more housing. And you'd be forgiven looking through their policy points, concluding that they're more than the left-wing property is theft ideology. And the Unhoused make a great tool to get there. They are against historical districts, Prop 13, gentrification, and any sort of vagrancy law. They want to sweep away any property rights and impose high-density urban housing. And if you complain about how it affects you, you are a dupe of the right-wing propaganda. Steps, and then here comes Michael Schellenberger, who not too recently, he seemed quite like a reasonable sort of dude when he was in front of the House. And, he made his name through an association with the eco-modernism movement. He took a hard pivot into urban policy with the 2021 book, San Francisco, Why Progressive Ruined Cities, which appropriated much of the Christopher Rufo argument and extensively cited him. And the message spread through other right-wing channels. The Cicerone Institute, a think tank started by Palantir co-founder Joe Lonsdale. Rufo's colleagues at the Manhattan Institute, most notably Heather McDonald. PragerU, which put out a video. And Nettie dismissing Schellenberger as a professional gadfly is pretty risible, considering what desk Ned is flying these days. But hey, The Nation stopped being a serious publication, long ago. Schellenberger has actually gotten out on the streets, interviewed countless homeless people. It's a very dangerous thing to do this to. On the app formerly known as Twitter, he says, people say lack of housing forces local residents into the street. But James says he came from Texas to San Francisco for the drugs, the non-enforcement of anti-camping laws, and the $820 a month in welfare and food stamps. James said he sold fentanyl 2 weeks ago to a 15-year-old. And it's reasonable to ask whether I'm seeking out outliers, but I met James 5 minutes after parking my car. He was the first person I interviewed, and Ben was the fourth person we interviewed after less than 20 minutes on the street during the interviews. People say high rent causes homelessness, but Ben, who's been homeless in San Francisco for 7 years, says the vast majority are homeless due to addiction. Just 6 to 7% are from San Francisco. He says he boosts which is shoplifting, and breaks into cars to pay for a $60 a day heroin habit. So the left doesn't care about homelessness. We just don't want to reopen mental health facilities. We need the will and the laws to enforce this. And this means learning to tell Ned and his fellow travelers when they trot out the fascist slander to go pound some sand. And you guys, stop electing these Democrats. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Flights at Denver International Airport are currently grounded due to a security issue. Airport said all trains, security screenings, and departures have been stopped. Wall Street is closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 115 points to 34,837. The S&P 500 rose by 8 points to 4,515. The Nasdaq fell by 3 points to 14,031. What would you do if you found a bag filled with thousands of dollars?
A Connecticut man found out the hard way you can still be charged with a crime if you find a bag of money and no one's around. 51-year-old Robert Withington said it felt like he won the lottery when he discovered a bag with nearly $5,000 in cash lying around in a parking lot. 3 months later, he was charged with larceny. Trumbull police say the money bag was clearly marked and contained numerous documents inside identifying the rightful owner.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back. Excuse me. Just got dry all of a sudden. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. The left is happy that Donald Trump had a mugshot until he put the mugshot out. And then when we saw the mugshot, well, he's sort of like looking, you know, sort of awesome there. As awesome as he can look. And some liberals over at Salon, like Heather Digby Parton, mused. When they celebrated this photo, she asked herself, what the hell country is this? And she writes, I can't help but ask myself, what would I have thought if I'd seen these stories 10 years ago? I'm always shaken by what it looks like from that perspective. It's not as if shocking events hadn't taken place in the decade before that. She wasn't finished. On Thursday, I read headlines that former President Donald Trump was turning himself in to be arrested for the fourth time. Two of those arrests stemming from his attempt to overturn the election in 2020. Another for stealing classified documents, and yet another for illegally paying hush money to a porn star with whom he'd had an affair. Other headlines tell me that the first Republican presidential primary was held without the frontrunner in attendance. That frontrunner being Donald Trump, the man with the four felony indictments. Today, that seems like just another day in American politics. In 2013, I would have laughed at the sheer absurdity of the entire premise. But ever since Trump won the Republican nomination in 2016, nothing has ever been normal in American politics, and it's getting weirder every day. I guess Trump shouldn't have indicted himself. They, the left, had nothing to do with this. I'm sure it looks weird from her soft, left coast Santa Monica view. In all honesty, did she think it was weird at all when the governor of her state went down for a fancy dinner while telling everybody else to lock down? Did she think it was weird when the same governor of her state allowed for the ease of child trafficking? How about things getting weird with all the fentanyl coming across the southern border through Tijuana? Could we be bothered to count that as weird? She drones on about the GOP debates. Never did she ever think she would hear such chilling things from Ron DeSantis about invading Mexico, unsummarily executing people stone cold dead along the border. Did he say that? He didn't say that. And it doesn't take long for Heather Dibby Parton to circle back to Trump in the shocking conversation held between Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson on X. And I have to refer back to myself in 2013 when I would have been stunned to see these two men casually discussing possible civil war and heightened political violence the way the Republicans once talked about tort reform or capital gains taxes. Like a lot of Americans, I've grown numb to that now. I don't even want to think about what I might see or if I could look 10 years further down the road from here. And then the petty leftist trolls like Digby's colleague, Amanda Marcotte, wrote up meaningless ratings of the Trump mugshots, and one, our own Tony, you know, looking at the Joy Reid response over the mugshot. Tony's over there at the Blaze. The app formerly known as Twitter. It says, professional race better Joy Reid says of Trump mugshot. I despise Donald Trump because he signified the rich white guy in Manhattan. Yet, Heather's still out there pondering, musing about what the hell happened to this country. Let me help you with that, Heather. I'll be happy to. The leftist elite happened to this country. So, what the hell happened? Flash forward back to, or flash forward to 23. In 2011, when we complained about Barack and Michelle's multiple vacations and shopping trips, we complained about Barack's condescending tone, his utter narcissism, and his cognitive dissonance. And I never would have thought we would have a sitting president who can barely string together a sentence. I never would have thought we could have a sitting president who made a career of corruption with his family that is being completely overlooked. I never would have thought that we would have a sitting president who would have no comment to a tragedy because he's on vacation. Barack Obama and the Democrats paved the way for this. Obama's no pussycat. He smiles, raking in his millions as he rests his feet on a recliner in one of his mansions that he doesn't actually own. And he controls the company that owns him. While the nation he absolutely despises and hates unravels. I never would have thought in 2016 that we would become so fractured and divided after the results of one election. I never would have thought I would hear former friends say that, you know, they couldn't speak to me anymore because of the way I thought politically. But here we are. I never would have thought in 2020 we would become even more divided by a sickness, both literally and figuratively. I never would have thought we would be forced to cover our faces or get shamed to get a jab in the arm and watch on as the cities burn to the ground by people spitting in the faces of law enforcement and burning them to the ground in the name of justice. I never would have thought that our children would be deprived of vital social interaction with their peers and education over a year's time in some cases. I never would have thought we'd see these kids return back to school after all of this depressed, confused, insecure, and insanely behind the curve academically. I never would have thought the remedy to all of this for the kids would be the changing of the pronouns and the drag queen story hours. So do Heather and the Salon readers. Spare me. Spare me with what the hell happened. Look in the mirror when you ask what the hell happened. What you wanted is what happened. And if you have to ask, what the hell country is this? Here's your answer. This is America. You delusional Democrat dimwits. And America, you guys have been responsible for creating because of your utter hate and disdain that resulted in years-long temper tantrums of epic proportion. You are nothing but spoiled, rotten, overgrown children. And the left, to include Digby, who now say they're numb, hope that we also grow numb to their takeover. We can't afford to, not now. So what the hell happened? This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted to see. You wanted us to go from being a federal republic to a banana republic. You got it. It's happening right now in real time. The real question would be for the Salon crew, what the hell kind of Americans are you? So, there's that mirror. Once again, go take a look at that and, there's your answers. Your answers are right in front of you. You put them out there, you put them together. Your answers are easily found. And people like me, I get to deal with it just like you do, except you deal with it by ignoring it, and I deal with it by having to live with it. And I'm getting tired of it. So, stick that in your pipe. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load. This and this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Washington, D.C., a jurisdiction with some of the strictest gun control laws in the country, leads the nation with the highest rate of mass shootings per capita, according to a report in the Daily Mail, citing new research released this week by medical researchers in Colorado. And here's how the Daily Mail headlined its story. America's mass shooting hotspots revealed. A first-of-its-kind study breaks down thousands of massacres by state, and there's no correlation between gun control laws. Studies published in the JAMA Network Open, or the JAMA Network Open, and it relies on data from the Gun Violence Archive, a database very often criticized by me, and done by researchers at the University of Colorado, Leslie Ann Bernard, Aaron Wright Kelly, Marion E. Betts, and let's see. Yeah, Marion's from all kinds of stuff. And the report is going to cool some jets in the gun control community, which has maintained the stats with the most guns and lax laws, had the highest number of shootings. But here's what the report says. The rate of mass shootings per 1 million people was highest in the District of Columbia, 10.4, followed by much lower rates in Louisiana, 4.2, Illinois, 3.6, and states with the next two highest rates. So, translation, gun laws do not appear to have an impact since the District of Columbia and the state of Illinois have restrictive laws, while Louisiana is far less restrictive. As detailed by the Daily Mail, the top 10 jurisdictions for mass shootings are Washington, 10.43 per million. Louisiana, 4.28 per million. Illinois, 3.61 per million. Mississippi, 2.91 per million. Alabama, 2.32 per million. Missouri, 2.29 per million. South Carolina, 2.26 per million. Delaware, 2.18 per million. Tennessee, 2.03 per million. Maryland, 2.2 per million. Another interesting revelation in the report explains, from 2014 to 2022, there were 4,011 mass shootings, ranging from zero events in Hawaii and North Dakota to 414 events in Illinois. For those 9 years, one-third, 27.3%, were social-related mass shootings. 15% were crime-related, 11% were domestic violence-related, 1.4% were school or work-related. 52% were not part of these categories. There was a median of 45 mass shootings per state for all states, and the District of Columbia, a total of 21,006 people were killed or injured. Now, that's interesting. More data, which may be problematic for proponents of stricter gun control laws, show Illinois had the most mass shootings, 414. California came in second with 367. Texas reportedly had 270. Gun laws, the gun law differences between those three states is dramatic. The state with the highest rate of gun ownership, according to the World Population Review, is Montana, where 66.3% of adults own a gun. And it had one of the lowest numbers of mass shootings at 4. Neighboring Wyoming, with the second highest, 66.2%, had only one mass shooting. Meanwhile, New York, with 19.9% gun ownership, had 186 mass shootings. New Jersey, with 14.7% gun ownership, had 93 mass shootings, according to a state-by-state chart published with the study. And to demonstrate further how gun laws do not correlate with mass shootings, Hawaii, with 14.9% gun ownership, and North Dakota, with 55.1% gun ownership, had zero mass shootings. The only two states on the chart with zero incidents during the study period. Now, they quote student Barnard, who stated, "We wanted to help explain the why, the where, and how often to give people an understanding of this issue. It's not intended to answer every question, but highlights components to generate more hypotheses." Barnard acknowledged that the definition of mass shooting varies depending on the source. And while we consider mass shootings as four or more persons shot or killed, some data sources only count deaths. She acknowledged that this discrepancy could make research difficult for epidemiologists. And it could make things difficult for the gun prohibition lobby, which has argued frequently that states with so-called lax gun laws are more steady than states with more restrictive laws. And the new research tends to refute that claim. Then, we come back here to the shooting in Jacksonville, Florida. The one that appears to have been a racially motivated attack at the Dollar General store, which has nothing to do with education or school campuses, and yet the American Federation of Teachers decided to weigh in on this one. But enter Sheriff T.K. Waters, and he proceeded to dismantle the narrative that guns are to blame for the tragedy. And his remarks came about 13 minutes into a press briefing held Sunday. And his comments were in stark contrast, to Weingarten's press release, in which he was joined by AFT Executive Vice President Evelyn DeJesus and Secretary Treasurer Frederick Ingram, according to a release from their organization. In her remarks, she took a swipe at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis for signing earlier this year a law allowing permitless carry in the Sunshine State. And she said, "This is just one of a slew of policies taking the state in the wrong direction." Once again, enter T.K. Waters. So, he says, "The story's always about guns. If the people are, it's the people that are that bad. It's not the guns. It's never the guns." He said, "This guy's a bad guy. If I could take my gun off right now and lay it on the counter, nothing will happen. It'll sit there. But as soon as a wicked person grabs a hold of that handgun and starts shooting people with it, there's the problem. The problem is the individual. Now, this particular shooting received some national attention because of the racial element, but there was a decidedly anti-gun sentiment in the AFT news release. DeJesus said, "We cannot keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. As long as both unfettered access to guns and racial animus are not only allowed to persist but encouraged by the highest level of elected officials in Florida, our kids, grandkids, parents, grandparents, friends, and loved ones will continue to be terrorized by gun violence and racism run amok. As educators, we demand action to stop the madness, and we hold everyone who has been affected in our hearts." But then Sheriff Waters told everybody there that the Florida retailers who sold the guns did everything correct and followed the law. There was, he said several times, nothing in the gunman's background to flag a denial of sale. The shooter, Ryan Christopher Palmiter, was carrying a semi-auto rifle and a handgun. He took his own life as law enforcement got there. And during the Sunday news update, Waters said the guns were legally purchased and the retailers who sold them did everything required by the law. He said, "Guns are a tool that people use to do horrible things, but it's the individuals that wield these things." And the takeaway is that this comes down to a question of whose narrative is credible. The sheriff whose agency is investigating the murders, or the trio at the helm of a national education organization apparently trying to insert themselves into a story. Vox added some perspective to the unfolding drama, explaining how every country has people with mental health issues, but the difference in the U.S. is that private firearms ownership is ingrained in politics and culture and in the law since the nation's founding, and that's, you know, the Second Amendment. And, you know, they're out there trying to find fault with America for this. But according to data from the Florida Department of Agriculture, if what they said was true, there are 2,564,955 active Florida concealed weapons licenses. Many of those are held by non-Florida residents. There have been no indication that the Jacksonville killer had a license. He didn't need one because of permitless carry. So, this guy was sick. He was a sick person. And he did a sick thing. It's going to happen again. It's going to happen again. Just watch out for the opportunists. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.